Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. Here with your host, Tyler Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Working through some technical difficulties right now, so on the phone, working through them, but that is not going to stop us from delivering a fantastic show. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. What a night last night. For some, a shocking result. For myself and Marty Terrell, we are all over this as the Rams took down the Vikings. We're going to talk that game with Brock Hines at the 12-minute mark, as well as the NFL playoffs as a whole. This football season is just flying by. It feels like just yesterday it was week one, and here we are going into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. At the 25-minute mark, we're going to bring on my co-host of First Touch, Nico Beefsauce, talk a little FA Cup and Premier League before Giovanna Scroggins joins us at the 40-minute mark to talk the national championship game of the inaugural 12-team playoff college football era. Ohio State, Notre Dame, a classic matchup. Let's see if it's going to be a classic game. As of right now, Ohio State, a -8-point favorite, which is just shocking to me, in a national championship game that we have an 8-point favorite. But I think this is probably the best matchup of what we saw in the semifinals. Texas completely fell apart. I want to hear Giovanna's thoughts on that as well, as it just happened over the weekend, and I haven't had a chance to speak with her about it. And, you know, there were some shocking results in this first round of the playoffs as well. I mean, I think there was a lot of people, including Zaid Hussein, who were all over the Commanders. I myself didn't give the Texans a shot at all, and they blew the Chargers out. So let's see how that's going to play out. You know, there were some teams that established themselves as clear favorites going into this playoff picture. And I'm very curious to see what Brock is going to think about it, what Giovanna is going to think about it, and a whole lot more here on another edition of Sports Overnight America. Again, I apologize. We're getting everything situated with the Skype, and we should have everything done very shortly. But don't miss it. We're bringing on Brock Hines next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, another edition of Sports Overnight America with your host, Tyler Levine. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. I used to heat your body.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here with your host, Chad Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have worked through the technical difficulties. Hope you guys are hearing me loud and clear. Let's get him in here. Brock Hines, how we doing, my friend?
Doing great, and you sound great as well. No technical difficulties on your end, although you may argue differently with me.
No, the opening, the Skype wasn't working, so I had to do it by the phone, but we got it all sorted out. We worked quickly. Shout out to the guys in the studio for helping us work through that. Brock, what a game last night. I'm just going to just dive right into it. 27-9, the Rams absolutely smoke the Vikings. Sam Darnold just looked terrible, 25 for 40, 245 yards, a touchdown, an interception. We all saw the fumble as well. Did you see this coming at all?
I was on board with you, too. In my Sports in 60 segment, they were a very close second pick to the Texans, who I chose, and seemed to be alone on that one. But the one thing that was difficult for me, Tyler, is assessing what was going on at home with both the Chargers and, in this case, the Rams last night. And that's what kind of made that a second choice last night. But, yeah, I did only see it in that the Rams have been trending up. I mean, you know their record over since October. They've been the team, that cliche, that nobody wants to play, and their results show it. On the other side, all it took was one head-on collision at the intersection for the Vikings to be knocked off. That game with the Lions 10 days ago drained that team. And for a really good team, Tyler, they can go jump back on the rails and get on there. For the Vikings, I thought they were probably the most overachieving team in the NFL. It's easy for me to say that looking backwards, but I think anybody would tell you, how are they doing it? How are they doing it? Sam Darnold's good, but is he that good? And can they rely on just one wide receiver to carry him the whole way? Well, it just showed that they weren't, and I got to look backwards too, Tyler, over the last two games. Kevin O'Connell is the most mild-mannered and, you know, probably nice guy to play for. But, man, some of the play calling over the last 2 weeks led me scratching my head. 7-0 down with the Lions. You knew that was going to be a low-scoring game and not a track meet. At least I did. He elected to not go for a field goal on fourth down in the beginning of that game. That set them back, and some play calling last night led me scratching my head. There was no urgency in that team, Tyler. None at all, and they deserved to lose that game.
I couldn't agree more, and, you know, I was feeling really good. We all were, myself, you, and Marty. I mean, the Rams, outside of the loss in the last week of the season to the Seahawks, where they weren't playing anyone anyways, they had the division locked up. You know, they won five straight. You could figure, I would bet, that they would have beat the Seahawks at full strength.
And they go into this game against a team, and it's exactly what you said. The play calling was suspect against the Lions. They couldn't convert in the red zone. They made bad decisions as a team, and they struggled to score. And this Rams team has been hot. And they have a great coach. They have great receivers, an incredible running back, and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. And, you know, it's just I couldn't agree more with what you said about the Vikings being one of the most overrated teams in football all season long. Did they have for me, they overachieved this season significantly. They had a great year. Sam Darnold probably secured himself a contract, although last night I think he might have taken a couple million off the number that they were going to give him this offseason. And, you know, here we are. The Vikings win convincingly. The Rams win convincingly. It wasn't particularly close at all. And the Vikings go home disappointed, and that's that. I wanted to ask Brock, you know, now that this first wild card weekend is done, who stood out to you as a team that really set the tone for what the playoff run they're about to make is?
Yeah, I got to go back to last night again. I mean, I thought they did a great job, even though you and I agree that the team overachieved. I don't want to take anything away from the Vikings, and I agree with you. Sam Darnold and his upcoming contract negotiations lost value. But I can't take that away. They were who they were. I just was disappointed in the play calling. If you want me to go somewhere else besides the Rams, I mean, as far as somebody, I can't take the Commanders, really. I mean, they did a good job in Tampa, but they beat a average Tampa team. The Texans did well. I mean, I picked them, but, you know, the Chargers, they were a team that were good, but I didn't expect them, Tyler, to go anywhere, really. You know, the Ravens are the Ravens, and, you know, the Steelers, there's another team that they lost their value a week or two earlier than this, of course, but that's another team. They're the Vikings of the AFC, really. just as far as how they finished, I mean, it wasn't a case where I'm comparing Mike Tomlin, who has been rumored to be leaving Pittsburgh. I don't know if you've heard these about teams approaching him about trading players for him. I got to read more about that, but that's something that hit the wires today. But, yeah, they peaked at about week 12 or 13 as opposed to the Vikings, who peaked in week 15. So, you know, I'd like to give the Ravens a lot of credit. They didn't. That wasn't a hard win for them. So I would love to give you a sexy answer and a big surprise and say the Texans, but it really goes back to last night, Tyler. I circle back to that team did the most of the Rams to help themselves.
What do you think about the Bills? The question all season long hasn't been can they score points. It's been can they prevent the other team from scoring, you know, 20-plus. They held the Broncos to 7. Look, I know it's a rookie quarterback. But the question of this game, there are a lot of people that felt that the Broncos could come in here and cause problems. They did absolutely. They pretty much shut them down, and the Bills walked all over this elite defense, you know, at least so-called elite defense. What do you make of their performance, and how do you think that this Bills-Ravens matchup is going to turn out?
It all goes, Tyler. The Bills go as Josh Allen goes. And I know maybe I'm not breaking news to anybody, but I've seen him struggle at times, obviously, and he didn't do it in this game. They fell behind 7-0 against Denver. I thought at that point, especially with the coach that Denver has, I thought maybe they could hang around and give them a game. That game ended up not being close. So I think the Bills can trade punches, but as you say, as they go deeper and with the suspect defense, what happens when they, you know, next weekend, for instance? I don't know. I think the Bills are a live play. Hard to believe. If you look at the line, and I didn't until right this second, I didn't know that the game switched to Baltimore as a favorite. If you're going to give me Buffalo at home as an underdog, and it's the whole thing. This isn't about betting. This is about the – trust me, Tyler, when I say this. Teams know where they stand in the public eye as far as being a favorite or an underdog. And if Buffalo's going to be a home dog, I'm going to take them all week long. That's all I'm going to tell you. They will be fired up for that game. And unless I'm missing a major injury that you're going to tell me about now in my ear, Baltimore does not deserve to be favorite on the road. So I don't know what I'm missing in that game.
To be honest, you read my mind because I was going to ask you what you thought about the fact that the Bills, the number two seed, with the MVP are an underdog at home against a Ravens team that, to be fair, both these teams share the same weakness. They both have an elite mobile quarterback.
Yep.
They both have other good weapons. I obviously am going to give Derrick Henry the advantage in terms of the running back backfield, but let's not forget James Cook tied the Bills franchise running back touchdown record in the regular season, scored in this game against the Broncos, obviously. So, you know, these are two evenly matched offensive powerhouses with suspect defenses. So, I don't know. I'm going to click into it now and just see what the over-under is. It's 51.5. I know that these playoff games tend to be a little low scoring and defenses show up a little bit more in the playoffs with momentum and, you know, adrenaline spikes. I think we're going to see an all-time classic in this game, though. I think that this is going to be the Lamar versus Josh Allen show, trading punches, going back and forth. The weather won't be an issue for the Ravens. They don't play in a warm climate. This is going to be an absolute battle. And for me, probably the best of the four matchups that we're going to have. I want to ask you real quick as well. What are your thoughts on the chances that the Rams can go into Philadelphia and get a win? Because I'm going to say this right now. The Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. This was a six-point game in the fourth quarter after the Packers had turned the ball over, four times? They left a lot on the table in that game. And I don't care that they won 22-10. I understand Saquon went down early on the last run. But this was not a convincing victory. They got guys reading books on the sidelines and A.J. Brown. And I don't think there could possibly be, in all of the playoffs, a larger coaching discrepancy between McVay and Sirianni. Will you give the Rams a live shot at winning this game outright in Philadelphia?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't mean to be on the Mutual Admiration Society here, but I don't think there's a coach that's better equipped to go into Philadelphia to pull an upset than Sean McVay. And I'll leave it at that. And yes, Philadelphia won, but convincingly, I've never been able to fall in love with Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. So the fact, like you said, that game was as close as it was for as long as it was, if they find a way to offset Barkley, I think the Rams are the best equipped to go in there, better equipped than Washington. I would even almost argue better equipped than Detroit. Not quite, but they're right there with them. I'm dying to see, Tyler, how Detroit comes out of all this, because that game against the Vikings, I don't think they broke a sweat in that game. And frankly, Washington, on paper, doesn't provide much of a big scare, but I'm curious to see how Detroit comes out here. And I'm curious to see if they got any healing done on their mass unit there. So I think of the only game that really, do you think Houston and Kansas City is going to be as close as 8 points? I mean,
no.
I don't know. I don't know if Houston's that live. Kansas City likes to keep games as close as possible. So finally, we may have a weekend where all four games, if not three of the four, are competitive.
I couldn't agree more with pretty much everything that you said. I don't think the Texans keep it close. I love the Rams' odds to win this game. Let's see how the Detroit defense holds up. I think, obviously, the bye week is huge for them, as they're probably the most injured team in all of the NFL right now. But let's see how it all unfolds. Brock Hines, as always, my friend, thank you so much for coming on.
Tyler, thanks for having me on. Great to talk with you.
Absolutely. All right, folks, up next here on Sports Overnight America, we're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce to chat some FA Cup and Premier League. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Let's get him in here. My co-host of First Touch, which is Fridays, 5 o'clock Eastern, Mr. Nico Bisos. How we doing, my man? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you as well, and what a treat to have midway through the week some Premier League action, which I would love to talk about. Let's get right to it, my man.
100%. Four Premier League games on a Tuesday. For those who watch the Premier League and love it like we do, that is an absolute treat to pretty much end your workday at 3 o'clock, because I know, at least for me, there's too much to pay attention to get anything done. Before we get into the Premier League action, though, we have to talk about it. FA Cup third round. Manchester United travels to Arsenal and wins in a penalty shootout 5-3. There are so many storylines in this game. It starts with the Bruno Fernandes goal in the 52nd minute after Dalot wins a header. Garnacho wins the second ball, drives down, sends it across. Bruno bangs it far post. Beautiful goal. Just 9 minutes later, Dalot gets sent off on a second yellow. Unbelievably stupid challenge. I absolutely lost it. Gabriel scores 2 minutes later, levels it up. And then Manchester United, in 13th in the league, who have been conceding goals like nobody's business, hold 70 minutes of game time through the rest of regulation and 30 minutes of stoppage time, hold Arsenal to nothing. They go into the penalty shootout. Xerxes, who, for those who don't remember, walked off the pitch against Newcastle after being subbed about 30 minutes in. It was a huge headline. They're saying his career is over at United. How poetic for him to score the game-winning penalty at the Emirates. The fan base is losing their minds. They will go trophyless yet again. Nico, your reaction to this unbelievable result that, by the way, for those who remember, we both felt that Manchester United could go and win this game.
I think that this game is a perfect example of a team that gains their confidence through a very positive performance at Anfield. This is the momentum that they had. They brought it into this game. And again, as I said on Friday, United have a lot of talent at hand. When you go at every single ball 100 miles per hour and you don't let the opponent know that you're soft and that you're going to sit there and be a punching bag like United usually are this year especially, you have things to contend for in the game. They scored a goal. They went down a man. They still fought. They had a ridiculous penalty call whistled against them, which I think is one of the most scandalous decisions I've ever seen in football. And still, their keeper steps up. They make it to penalties and win it. I'm proud of them, although I'm not a United fan.
Listen, I had said something on First Touch on Friday about Alte Bayindir. That I, I mentioned the backup goalie's playing. I don't even really know how to pronounce his name. He did terrible against Tottenham in the League Cup when we got kicked out. This guy had the game of his life. The penalty save on Odegaard, an unbelievable save on Declan Rice's open header. I mean, it saved Kai Havertz penalty in penalty kicks. We got to mention Kai Havertz as well. Is this one of the worst signings in Premier League history? He's on what, $250,000 a week, $60 million they paid for him. He actually missed, I'm not kidding, an opportunity from 3 yards out. What is it with this guy?
I really don't like Kai Havertz as a number nine. I think it's ridiculous. I think he does so much better when he plays like as a second striker and can set things up. He's not an amazing finisher. I don't think he's ever been. Like, even in Germany, when he plays for his national team, they always have somebody up there with him. They never have him alone. So I don't know what Arteta is thinking, man.
Let's shift to Premier League action from this afternoon. Probably the most shocking result. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Nottingham Forest 1, Liverpool 1. Nottingham Forest gave Liverpool their only loss of the season at Anfield, and they take a point from them at home. Chris Wood scored just 8 minutes in before Jota leveled it in the 66th. Forest are for real, Nico. I am telling you now. We both said that if they could win this game, that there's a way and a path for them to contend, and I mean this, contend to win the league. They're now solo in second. Obviously, Arsenal still have yet to play a game. They have a game in hand on Arsenal. They're 6 points back on Liverpool. Liverpool also have a game in hand. But this is a result. I mean, this is one of the all-time results.
For sure.
Nottingham Forest as a club, no?
For sure. And listen, I watched the entire game. First half is all Nottingham Forest. Arne Slot started with Luis Diaz at the number nine. That was a terrible decision because really the only game that Luis Diaz did well as a striker was against Leverkusen that plays with three in the back. Milenkovic and Murillo are absolute studs. They're going to be sold for a lot of money from Nottingham Forest. Mark my words. Teams like United, Chelsea, all these teams are begging for good defenders. Those guys will be sold big. And then, listen, what if I told you that Nottingham Forest would have all this success with a 33-year-old New Zealander striker? Chris Wood, 12 goals in 20 games. What an absolute beast this guy is, man.
It's crazy what they're doing. And I said it last week on the show. I'm rooting for them to win it all. Like I'm dying for it to happen. If I could see Forest break Liverpool hearts in what will most likely be Mo Salah's last season, there's rumors of Trent leaving. Van Dijk is up in the air as well. I think he's going to stay. But, you know, to see this Liverpool era come to an end by crumbling and bottling the league would be unbelievable. Do I think it's going to happen? No, but
I gotta say this. Shout out to Mats Cels. This guy came in last year, Belgian keeper from the French league. He had some unbelievable saves today. If you haven't watched this game, go watch the highlights. He saved some goals that were certain against any other keeper I've seen this year. He has to be one of the hottest keepers in the league in terms of shot stopping.
He's been having an unbelievable season, and it's a huge part of the success that they're having. Let's shift over to just, City can't buy a win, it seems. 2-2 versus Brentford. They go up 2-0 through two Foden goals. And, you know, it's good for Foden. He's had a very slow start to the season, but he's been turning it around in the last couple weeks. And Brentford, Phil Foden scores in the 66th and 78th. Wissa scores in the 82nd, and Norgaard ties it up in stoppage time. You see the everyone's seen the clip. If you're paying attention, if you have social media, if you follow any of these accounts online, you have seen the Pep Guardiola clip of him just absolutely going at Ortega. City throw away a 2-goal lead against Brentford, who at home, we all know this, are a very different team. They now sit 6th in the league. They're 2 points behind Newcastle team that, I'm sorry, they're level on points with Newcastle, who have a game in hand. So you can figure they're going to be 3 points off 5th, and they are 2 points off 4th. Is City's season done? Are they going to have to fight for Champions League football? Are the 4-time consecutive Premier League winners fighting for Champions League football?
I was telling my friend Justin today, because he was like, oh, City, they're going to make a run and finish top 4. And I'm like, I don't think so. I truly mean it when I said earlier that top teams are begging for good defenders. I should have included City in there. I mean, Guardiola, Aki, Ruben Dias, these guys are having terrible seasons, man. Like that end, I know that Ortega is a really big error on his end to not just like bounce it off his hand and onto the side and he basically scores an own goal. But still, their defenders are terrible. Why is somebody getting a header in your own box when you're playing with three people as the center backs? There's no excuse.
It's really tough, man. It's really tough. And the other shocker is Chelsea at home against Bournemouth. They draw 2-2.
Oh, my God.
They get a 1-0 lead through Palmer. They concede a penalty in the 50th. Semenyo scores in the 68th, and they rely on Reece James to score in the 95th at home. But, I mean, this is a five-game winless streak for Chelsea. Give me 30 seconds on the state of Chelsea Football Club right now and where they stand.
The state of Chelsea football is the Titanic. We're watching it go down live. Bournemouth was playing without a striker today, and they still managed to concede 2 goals. God bless Chelsea fans, man. I feel bad for you guys, seriously.
It really is unbelievable. We were discussing just 2 weeks ago if they were in a title race, and now here they are. It looks like they're going to end up fighting for top four, because if Newcastle wins this game, they leap Chelsea into fourth. I mean, just two polar opposite seasons. Newcastle were in 12th, looking terrible, and now they're about to go in fourth. But
Nico, thank you so much for joining
us. You got it, my man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Talk soon. All right, up next, we're bringing her on, Giovanna Scroggin, talking the national championship game for college football. We'll get her take on the NFL playoffs as well here on Sports Overnight America. Don't move. We will be right back.
Change the way things are.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now.
celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, here with your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get her in here. Giovanna Scroggins, how we doing? Happy Tuesday.
Yes, Tyler, happy Tuesday. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. I want to start. I know it, you know, obviously happened over the weekend, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it, me and you. Texas, Ohio State. Ohio State 28, Texas 14. I want to be quick with this one. I just want to ask one question. What are your thoughts on the first and goal at the one, not putting in Arch Manning and the play calling from Sarkisian at the end of that game, which ultimately led to Ohio State getting the strip sack, which put them up two scores versus it being a tie game?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Arch Manning. They brought him in earlier in that game, and he converted a fourth down for them, and that ultimately led to a touchdown. So I'm not really sure what was going on there. They had multiple times to, you know, cash in the end zone, but they could not get it done. And the irony that, Quinn Ewers' roommate stripped, you know, got the fumble, returned it for a touchdown. So just a little bit bad play calling, but all around, the Texas offense really couldn't get anything going. And so I think that's what ultimately cost them the game.
It was just mind-boggling to me. Not only did he get the fourth down conversion, he got about an extra 5 yards. I know there was a controversial fumble. It wasn't a fumble, but it just was mind-blowing that they decided to do a halfback dive, pitch it 4 yards backwards, and lose yards on the play. But let's shift to the national championship game. Ohio State, Notre Dame, a classic matchup. I mean, to have this matchup in the first 12-team playoff feels right. These are two teams that deserve to be here. We saw Notre Dame put on a fantastic second half against Penn State. Defense showed up. And obviously Ohio State took care of business as well, as they have in every game they've played thus far in the playoffs, every game they've played since the Michigan game. Ohio State, a -8-point favorite. Do you think Notre Dame has what it takes to take down the Buckeyes?
You know what? Possibly. And here's why. We talk about Jeremiah Smith. Going into the Texas game, I thought Jeremiah Smith was absolutely going to walk all over Texas. I thought he was going to have a big day, especially coming off their last game. But Texas, you know, locked him down. They, you know, did their job when it comes to that. And you know, this Ohio State team didn't put up a lot of points against Texas. So if Notre Dame can kind of take a book out of the Longhorns' defense and kind of figure out a way to stop their offense, I think they might have a chance to win this game.
I'll tell you what. Texas gave the game script on how to beat this Ohio State team. And let's not forget, and I'm not going there and saying that the Penn State receivers are anything even comparable to the receivers at Ohio State. Those cornerbacks are selling Penn State's receivers to no catches for no yards. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. Nothing. Nada. Nil. So, look, Texas just showed what you have to do, although it is absolutely insane that what that requires is pretty much triple-teaming Jeremiah Smith on every single play. If they can find a way to neutralize Smith and to do just a better job of stopping the run, don't give up a 75-yard screen pass right before halftime, Irish a fighting chance. No pun intended. The Fighting Irish have a fighting chance in this game. I don't like -8 for Ohio State. I think it's a national championship game. I don't see it being a blowout. I think it's going to be really tough. It's the same thing I said against Texas and ultimately why they didn't win. Texas had to play perfect to beat Ohio State. They didn't play perfect. Their defense played as perfect as you possibly could play outside of the 175-yard touchdown, but I do give Notre Dame a fighting chance in this game. Let's shift over to the NFL playoffs. It is the divisional round. It is here, and these are four juicy matchups. Let's start with last night's game first. Were you expecting the Rams to stomp the Vikings like this?
Was I expecting the big blowout, if I want to call this game that? No, I wasn't expecting it to be that much of a point differential, but I was expecting the Rams to win. I mean, they moved the game to Arizona. Everything that's going on in L.A., it just seemed a little bit too perfect for the Rams to get a win. Now, the Vikings, it's a really interesting situation. I think they started the season in a very, very good position. I think, you know, obviously Sam Darnold kind of taking over and leading that Vikings to a playoff run was a great effort out of him. But yeah, I think that the script was a little bit too perfect for the Rams to take this one.
Let's shift over to the other side of the bracket. We got two intriguing matchups, one being an absolute powerhouse fist fight in the Bills versus the Ravens. And then we have the Chiefs-Texans, where I don't think anyone's really giving the Texans a chance. Do you think that they can go into Kansas City and take care of business? Or is this just Chiefs written all over it, they're blowing them out?
You know, I didn't even take the Texans winning past the first round. So I'm very surprised that, you know, I'm surprised they've gotten this far, especially without, you know, Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. That is just a huge punch to the gut for this Texans offense. On the other side of the spectrum, you have the Chiefs. They've had an almost perfect season. I do not want the Chiefs to win. I am tired of the same script. I mean, me and you have talked about this. You talked about it with Marty, the rest, the calling. And we have to, we can't forget that the Chiefs have snuck past so many games, barely walk-off field goals. That is not enough for me, you know, to say, oh, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of a toss-up for me. I didn't expect the Texans to be this far, and I don't think the Chiefs, you know, necessarily have had this awesome season that, you know, they've proven to be in the last couple of seasons. So it's going to be really interesting. However, I think the Chiefs are going to ultimately come out with a W.
I think we're both in agreement that whoever wins that game will be losing to the winner of the other matchup. The Ravens are heading into Buffalo as a favorite. What do you make of that? Is that as insane to you as it is to me that the Ravens are a favorite in Buffalo with how Buffalo's been playing?
Yeah, it is a little bit. The only thing that I think that the Ravens have is obviously the duo between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I think this is Lamar Jackson's year. I like him as an MVP candidate. I really want him to just be more than an MVP candidate. I want him and the Ravens to go deep in the playoffs. I want them to get to the Super Bowl and ultimately win a Super Bowl. That would be, in my world, great for Lamar. I think it's his time. Now, if you look past this, Lamar's been in this position before. Yeah, he's a really good MVP candidate, but is he taking his team to a Super Bowl? And, you know, that has yet to be proven. So going into Buffalo as favorites, kind of a stretch. But I really do want and think the Ravens can pull out a win against the Bills.
I think it is very intriguing that, I mean, that Lamar Jackson-Henry duo, for those who didn't see on the 44-yard touchdown against the Steelers, that all happened on the play action because the linebacker shifted over thinking Lamar still had the ball. And it created a hole that I could have driven my car through. So for those who think that it's all Derrick Henry, enough of that. The reason Derrick Henry is outside of the offensive line, and of course he's a good back, but I don't think enough people are talking about the threat that Lamar poses and what that does for opening things up for Derrick Henry. And it seems like a match made in heaven. I still think it's insane that they're favorites, but don't get it twisted. The Ravens are more than capable of winning this game, and I mean more than capable. There's still a lot of questions to be asked of the Bills' defense. I think that after going down 7-0 in that game, to shut them out the rest of the game is an unbelievable achievement against a good Broncos defense. Look, I get Bo Nix is a rookie, but that doesn't matter for me. To shut out a team for pretty much, you know, 3.5 quarters of football in the playoffs is a great achievement, and I think that the winner of this Bills-Ravens game, I don't think there's going to be many people that disagree with me, outside of maybe Chiefs fans. The winner of that game goes to the Super Bowl. Let's go back to the NFC. Lions versus Commanders. Detroit's a minus 10-point favorite. Look, there's no denying it. Jaden Daniels is the truth. I mean, this kid was unbelievable in this game against the Bucs. I get it. The Bucs defense is not great, but he did some things that rookies you don't see do. I mean, you don't see that. You don't see. I think there's only three quarterbacks in NFL history as a rookie that won a playoff game without turning the ball over, and he is the third. Do you give the Commanders any chance at all against Detroit, or is this well-rested Lions team, despite the injuries that they've been dealing with all season long, are just going to absolutely roll them at home?
You know what? This is a tough one for me because the Lions are my Super Bowl favorite currently. I really want the Lions to win, especially after, you know, last season. I want them to get to the divisional, the conference championship game and then ultimately Super Bowl. But I've been high on Jaden Daniels all season, and I've hyped this man up. He's on my fantasy team. I just think he's a great addition to the Commanders team. So it's a toss-up. I do not think they're going to be able to stop the likes of Gibbs and Goff and Amon. That is going to be difficult when it comes to this defense. But, you know, Jaden is kind of a wild card. I feel like he surprises us, and the fact that he has that run capability will help the Commanders open up their offense a little bit and, you know, maybe score some touchdowns, put some points on the board. So it's going to be a really interesting game. I'm looking forward to it.
I think Detroit wins, but I think the Commanders keep it somewhat close. The defense is so suspect to me, and I just think that Jaden Daniels is he's playing at a different level, and McLaurin is an absolute problem to deal with defensively. Zach Ertz has been having a great season long. If they can establish the run through Brian Thomas Jr. and Eckler early in the game and keep Eckler involved in the passing game as well with those screens where he's so dangerous, they can keep it close. I don't think Detroit loses this game at home. I think that would be probably one of the most shocking results I've seen in my lifetime. But where I would not be shocked, or where I would not be shocked at all, and I spoke about this earlier in the show, and I want to hear your take on it. I'm not even going to say I would be shocked. I actually might ride with the Rams to go into Philadelphia as a +215 favorite and win that outright. I'm not even talking the +6. I'm not even talking the points. I think the +6 is an absolute lock, a mortal lock. I love the Rams to beat the Eagles. That win against the Packers was probably the least convincing playoff win I've seen from a 2-seed in a very long time. I mean, Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions, and there was a fumble as well. I believe there's 4 turnovers, correct me if I'm wrong, and this was a 6-point game in the fourth quarter. That's a problem if you're Philadelphia. Am I crazy there?
No, you're not crazy at all. And I think, not sold on Jalen Hurts fully. And their receiving core, outside of A.J. Brown, you have your number 2 who I don't even want to speak his name because he was a loser on my fantasy team. So I'm not really sold on this, Eagles offense outside of the one and only Saquon Barkley. But, the Rams on the other end of the spectrum, they have Puka, you have Cooper Kupp, and, a quarterback that's been playing pretty decent. So I think, the Rams, I'm rocking with you. I think the Rams kind of take this one.
Here's where I stand. I mean, let's look at this stat line. Is this not concerning for you in a playoff game at home against, a Green Bay Packers team that just lost to the Bears and has a ton of injuries and turned the ball over 3 times? Jalen Hurts had 131 yards passing, 13 for 21. Saquon, obviously, 25 carries, 119 yards. He's fine. No one's questioning him. But, A.J. Brown, 1 reception for 10 yards. Devontae Smith, 4 for 55 is a decent stat line. Goddard had a touchdown. Dotson had a touchdown. But, I mean, that stat line is concerning, and I am right there with you. I think that if the Rams can find a way to just limit Saquon Barkley, I'm not even saying stop him because I don't think that you're going to stop him from having a good game. What else do the Eagles have to offer? And that coaching discrepancy is so large for me between McVay and Sirianni. I don't think there's 2 guys that I have further apart on the spectrum. But 100%. We're going to dive into this more throughout the week, Giovanna. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thanks, Tyler. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Up next here on Sports Overnight America, 2-Minute Drill with your host, Tyler Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make 1 phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now.
It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Time for the two-minute drill here with your host, Tyler Levine. Look, I've been talking about this for probably a month now. Deion Sanders to the Cowboys. Obviously, nothing is official yet. I'm also just very confused. The Cowboys declined McCarthy to speak with the Bears. Chicago reached out, wanted to have a conversation. They said no. Now McCarthy's out as head coach. Reports are all over the place. If you got any sort of social media or you've opened a computer at all today and been on any sort of sports website, you've seen Deion to the Cowboys is in the works. Look, if there's any individual that can work with Jerry Jones, I think it's Deion. I do. I think that Jerry Jones respects Deion. They've obviously worked together in the past. Owner, player, it's very different. And the Cowboys situation right now is very, very ugly. I mean, when you look at a clip, there's a clip surfacing of Magic Johnson and the Washington Commanders ownership group discussing the culture that they've built and pretty much saying, we put these guys in place and then we get out of the way and let them do their thing. Troy Aikman was talking about it today. That's what the Cowboys are missing. It's that they bring people in and then don't actually let them do their jobs. And there hasn't been someone that's just been able to be themselves in that organization as the head coach since Jimmy Johnson left. And if there's one guy that is pretty much going to demand that he does his thing and does whatever he wants, it is Deion. And I'm sticking to that. Some other reports that I want to get into tomorrow with Marty. Jackson Dart. Apparently, a lot of NFL scouts have him ranked above Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, and believe that he can have a Jaden Daniels-like rise coming up to the draft. Let's see. I'm very intrigued to see who my Giants take this year. I wouldn't hate it if they took Dart, but I'm waiting for them to get Manning next year when he declares. All right, that's all the time we have, folks. Tomorrow, I will be back with Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America, previewing more NFL playoffs, talking college football national championship game, and all the headlines in the world of sports. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to spend the last hour with you. See you tomorrow, folks.